Now, most of us reaching the age of 60 might plan a party or even pretend nothing is happening. Well, Charles Timberlake, whose music we often play here on BBC Radio 7, is planning a concert to mark the big day. He's also been busy writing some new music, and we'll be hearing that in a few moments' time. Charles, welcome. It's lovely to see you.
It's very nice to be here, Tim. Thank you. And may I say, I'm seeing a little bit more of you, aren't I? In these new studios.
Yes. I can't hide.
Exactly.
Actually, do you know, the clothes have improved a bit.
I'm not sure about mine.
Oh, no. You're looking very smart. So, Charles, first of all, confess all.
I know.
When is the big day?
There's no secret, is there?
There's no secret.
Well, it's actually this coming Tuesday. And I suppose the concert, yeah, on the 3rd of June. The Friends of St. Peter's had been asking me 3 years...
This is in Titchfield.
In Titchfield, in my home church, Tim. And I know we've talked here before about how much it means to me to be performing in St. Peter's. It's the church that I've worshipped in. It's the church where I went to Sunday school. So... And the fact that I know everybody, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to be giving a concert. And I thought, well, 60th birthday coming up in 2017, what a fabulous occasion around which to give a concert. This is my way of wishing everybody my happy birthday, I suppose, if you like.
Yeah, you sort of do reach the point, don't you, where, you know, I mean, I have a birthday round about this time of year, and the family say to me, well, what do you want? And I say, I just want you.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
You know, I just want the family and, you know, I've got a house full of stuff.
Exactly.
Last thing I need is more stuff. So what's going to be happening at the concert?
Well, it's my party. So I wanted people to be entertained and inspired on this occasion. And I would like to take them back in time. We've just played some fabulous music, haven't we? I'm going to be playing medleys from 1957. I'm going to be playing medleys from the 60s, the heyday of some fabulous music, and of course the music to which I kind of spent my formative years.
So what would be in a medley of 1957? I mean, what are the tunes that are there?
1957 was the Banana Boat song. There was the song that was number one on the day I was born. It was Rockabilly by Guy Mitchell. And of course, you know, running them in, so just playing, shortish segments and running them together in hopefully a creative way. And then some of my favourite music from the 70s, the 80s, the 70s and 80s. A couple of Mark Knopfler tracks, for example.
Oh, Dire Straits.
I'm going to be playing Desperado.
Walk of Life?
As well. hopefully people to sing along to as well. I want them to join in. I want there to be a lot of audience participation here. You know I like to play games with my audience. So that will... We always start the second half off with... I've got 3 guessing games lined up for them this time. But I want them to join in. I want them to feel very much part of the occasion.
Charles, you spoke a moment ago about St. Peter's Titchfield, and I've been there. You've shown me round. I mean, it is a very, very lovely church, and a sort of typical, well, I say typical medieval church, if there's any such thing. Do you think that sense of attachment that people have for a building is so special that nothing can really break it?
That nothing can break it. I think absolutely. And it's the sense of history, isn't it? But also people who will have some association with the church. And of course, a lot of people who will be at the, you know, who come to our evenings do have some association with the church. But it's certainly when I'm giving a concert, I'm thinking back to all the occasions that have taken place in that church. It's... For many people, they might be attending church for baptisms and weddings and funerals, but also for worship. So for me, it's all those things. And I would think that hopefully for people in the audience, they're going to be having some sense of that as well.
And I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, Charles, but I know in recent months, life has brought some challenges for you with the death of your mum
in February, yes.
Was the part that St. Peter's Titchfield played in celebrating her life, how important was that?
It was a hugely important part. The vicar, enormously supportive, but also wanting to celebrate her life in the church where she has worshipped, where she had worshipped for most of her life, and where my sister was married, and where her children were married. So you know, again, it's the whole meaningful thing, isn't it, about the church? But certainly for me, and of course, I would go in and play the piano, Tim, in the church. You know, that was part of my way of grieving, I suppose, but also remembering and giving thanks for her life.
And did you find that playing the piano in the church was different to playing the piano at home?
Yes, although the piano that I would play at home would be the piano at her house, because the piano that I grew up with is still at
right.
But I know what you mean. But yes, of course, playing a piano in church, it has a deeper significance, a different dimension. Yes,
I mean it's interesting. In one of the shopping centres here in the south, I passed it on Friday. Actually, they've installed a piano at the West Quay shopping centre in Southampton, and people can go in and play. And you quite often you'll be walking into one of the big stores, and there'll be somebody playing on a piano there. I mean, do you think people should go into churches, open up the pianos, and play them?
I do, and I think it's a great shame that a lot more churches perhaps don't have pianos. And I think we're really fortunate to have the piano in St. You know, the grand piano in St. Peter's, aren't they? Aren't we? I was watching a programme on Heathrow Airport the other night, and they have a piano in one of the terminals. Wasn't that fantastic as well?
Come fly with me.
Yeah.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Think of all the corny songs we can play on that.
So, Charles, when is the concert?
3rd of June, Saturday the 3rd of June, Tim, 7:30. In aid of the Friends of St. Peter's, all the proceeds of the ticket sales are going to Friends of St. Peter's. Tickets are £12, absolute bargain, which includes your interval wine and nibbles.
And it sounds a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun, Tim. I know it will be, yes. And
brilliant.
Of course, the audience will make it the fun, won't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So 7:30, Saturday the 3rd of June at St. Peter's Church in Titchfield.
Indeed.
Now, you've been busy on the old composing front with your partner. I was going to say your
partner in crime. Yeah. We've talked about that before,
yes,
haven't we?
Yes. Your collaborator, yes. John Daniels. We're going to play a song that you've written called May the Light Keep Shining. And I know this is fairly new. Tell us the circumstances in which you wrote it, Charles.
Well, it's been an enormous privilege, Tim, to have been invited to play at the Light Up a Life service in Winchester Cathedral for the past 3 years. It's been organised by Naomi House and Jack's Place Hospices, so they're the hospices for children and young adults, and to play at the beginning as the congregation are coming into the cathedral for the service, and then again at the time of the lighting of the candles in the middle, and to compose a piece especially for that occasion. So it's been an enormous privilege to play at that occasion that has such meaning for so many people, giving thanks for the life, and in the case of the Children's Hospice, probably a very short life. Mm.
It's a piece which is both pensive and joyful. Is that what you intended?
I think when writing a piece for an occasion like that, you have to have a great understanding of the occasion. And of course, it is an occasion of remembrance, isn't it? So I felt that a piece for that occasion should not be mournful and melancholy. I felt that it should be that lovely kind of combination, which I suppose has been attributed to a lot of our music, of being deeply emotive but also very uplifting. And the piece that we're about to hear, of course, is my piano track, which is the track that I played at last year's service, last December, with John's very beautiful and very sensitive arrangement. And I just thank John for all the work, you know, all the collaboration that we've done together over the years on all our albums, and for the sensitive way in which he has worked with me, and his great understanding, because I don't record to a click track, Tim. My music is not as structured, if you like, as it would be and perhaps should be if I was to use a click track. But as I've always said, the advantage that I have seen to that is the fact that perhaps it's, because it's not constrained by the click track, which is a form of metronome, it just has some form of naturalness to it.
It's lovely to see you. Happy birthday for Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
And this is May the Light Keep Shining.
Thank you, Tim.
May the Light Keep Shining by Charles Timberlake and John Daniels. It's always a pleasure to welcome Charles to the studio.